In Malaysia, the defence case begins today for the first of two women charged with murdering Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader. Indonesian woman Siti Aisyah and Duong Thi Quang from Vietnam denied charges that they smeared a toxic nerve agent on Kim's face as he walked through the airport terminal in Kuala Lumpur. Lawyers say the two women will give different accounts in their defence, and one lawyer says the two women had never met, as Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
At a home in West Java, Ibu Benar gazes at a photo of her daughter, Siti Aisyah, now 27. It's more than 2 years since she left the family home before telling her mother she hoped to become a television star. But when she did indeed appear on TV, it was after her arrest for murdering Kim Jong-nam at Kuala Lumpur Airport. She told me that she's innocent. Her mother says she was just there to be in front of the camera, that was all. Then it turned out that other people had planned something. Siti Aisyah and Duong Thi Quang will appear in court today for the start of a months-long defence case. The Vietnamese woman, for the first time, will give judges her version of events. Both women deny they're murderers. Both say they thought they were being filmed for a reality TV prank show. And yet one of Siti Aisha's lawyers, Azura Alias, says the pair didn't know each other, they'd never met, and they weren't even working together on the day.
They were not together.
Were they not both caught on camera together?
No, they were not caught on camera together.
But they were in the same area at the same time in the airport, yes?
Yes, but they were not together.
Security vision from the airport purportedly shows two women attacking Kim Jong-nam. Police sources have alleged one of the women sprayed the deadly nerve agent VX on Kim Jong-nam's face as he walked through the airport terminal, while the second woman immediately after held a cloth over his face for 10 seconds. But Siti Aisha's team denies she's one of the two women caught on camera, even though media reports in Malaysia said traces of VX were found on the two women's clothing, and her lawyer, Azura Alias, doesn't deny she was at the airport that day.
Based on the defence that we have put at the prosecution level, we do not deny that they were our client was there.
The different accounts mean the two women will present separate defences. Lawyers for Siti Aisha will cross-examine the Vietnamese woman when she addresses today's hearing, though the Indonesian woman's own defence is unlikely before May. Four North Korean men suspected of orchestrating the murder fled Malaysia soon after Kim's death. Lawyers for the two women are confident both will be acquitted, and Siti Aisha's mother, Ibu Benar, will be in Kuala Lumpur for today's hearing. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.